Good. Okay, good evening, everybody. Our practice on the Thursday night of Parshas Emor for the last many years is to devote the shiur to a topic relating to the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, because obviously whenever we lay in Parshas Emor, we're in the midst of the period of Sfiras HaOmer between Pesach and Shavuos, and of course the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is found in Parshas Emor. So that's what we do every year. For quite a while now, that the Shabbos Parshas Emor is devoted to a topic relating to Sfiras HaOmer. What I'd like to talk about specifically today is the question of Sfiras HaOmer during the day. The pasuk in Parshas Emor, the two pesukim from which the mitzvah derives, the first source, Parakov Gimel, pesukim Tes Vav and Tes Zayin, famous pesukim, Usfaritam Lachem Mochos HaShabbos, you begin counting the day after Shabbos, which you know means the day after the first day of Yom Tov of Pesach, right? After the day you bring the Korban Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach. It was a sacrifice that contained an Omer's worth of barley. That's where the word Omer comes from. Omer is a measurement, that's all. But there was a mincha offering, and it would contain an Omer's measure of barley. So that's why it's called the Korban Omer. So from the day you bring that Korban, Tezayin, Ad B'mochas, HaShabbos HaShvi, is till the end of the seventh week. Tisbur Chamishim, we count up to 50 days, and then you bring a different Korban and so on. So Rashi comments right away in the second source, again, Vayikra Perkov Gimel Pasuk Tezvav, B'mochas HaShabbos, B'mochas Yom Tov. Again, those who are joining, the sources are in the chat room, are posted in the chat. B'mochas HaShabbos, I said before, means B'mochas Yom Tov. The second Rashi in two is important, Perkov Gimel Pasuk Tezvav. Rashi says, the Pasuk tells us, Tamimos Tiena. These days have to be, there has to be complete days, complete. Sheva Shabbos is Tamimos Tiena. And Rashi says, Melamed Shemaschil Umone B'Erev. Rashi tells, this teaches us that you have to count the Omer in the evening. Because as we know, the halachic day, of course, begins with the evening, Vayera Vayvoker, right? So in order to have a day that's classified or classifies or qualifies as Tamimos, you can classify it as the day of Tamimos, you have to count to the beginning of the day. Shim Lokein ain't a Tamimos. If I count at 5:30 in the afternoon, an hour and a half before it gets dark or whatever, late in the day, then that wasn't a full day. You have to count, Rashi says, Maskol Mona Miba Erev. So hold that thought. The mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is found in another place in the Torah, one other place in the Torah besides here in Parshas Emor, and that's in Parshas Re'eh, Dvarim Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Tes, source 3. Shiva Shavuos Tisparach, you count 7 weeks and so on. Mehechal Chermesh Bakoma, when you begin to count, cut the first harvest, that'll be important, we'll see in a second. Rashi there says, Mishen in Dvarim Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Tes, source 4, Mishen Niktzar HaOmer. You can begin counting when you cut the Omer, when you first cut the barley, the crop of the barley offering on the second day of Pesach, the Korban Omer, the plant, the barley was cut the night before. Okay, and that's going to be important because both the Sifra, the Medrash and Torah's Kohanim, in Source 5, Parsha Yud, Perek Yud Beis, and Ozvav, and almost identically, the Gemara in Menachos, Samech Vav and Aleph, most of the discussions relating to Sfiras HaOmer are found in Maseches Menachos. Maseches Menachos talks about mincha offerings, and again, the Korban Omer, a mincha offering means an offering that's not doesn't involve birds or animals, it's a flour offering, a grain offering. So the Korban Omer was accompanied by other offerings, but the Korban Omer itself was a grain offering, it's a mincha offering, so it's discussed in Maseches Menachos. So the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is discussed as the Pasuk in our Sedra links them together. You begin the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, Mi'oma V'yachem Es Omer, and you begin that Korban. So the Gemara, the Medrash in Source 5 and the Gemara in Source 6, look at the Medrash first. The Medrash says that there are really three different things going on here. There's a mitzvah of Kitziras HaOmer, to cut the crop that first night, to cut the barley crop. Then there's the Havas HaOmer, bringing the Korban, and then there's Sfiras HaOmer. So the Medrash discusses, again, a Medrash Halacha in Source 5, what do you do when, right? So it says, Miyom HaViyachem Tisperu. So Yochel Yiktzor V'yovah V'yispo Emes HaShiyirtze, any time during the day or that night, and we know it has to be that night, Nimochas HaShabbos, the 16th of Nisan, right? Pesach, the first day of Pesach is the 15th of Nisan. So this mitzvah goes into effect on the second day of Pesach, which in Midoraisa and Chutzar, it's already Chalamoid. We happen to have an extra day of Yontif, of course, in Chutzar, but the 16th of Nisan is already the second day of Pesach, it's Chalamoid. So when do you do it? So the Pasuk in Parshas says, no, Mehechal Chermesh Bakom, when you cut. So now there's a relation between the cutting and the counting. So the Gemara puts all the psukim, the Medrash rather, puts all the psukim together. Let's just look at the end. You can look at it back and forth, but the last thing, the last line of five, Haketzad Kitsira Usira Balaila, after the Gemara figures out all the psukim, Kitsira Usira Balaila V'Havo Abayom, the cutting of the Omer crop, the cutting of that barley crop, and the Sira and the counting is done at night, and the Havo, the bringing of the carbon, is during the day. That's what the Medrash says. And like I said, the Gemara Menacha Samach Vav Aleph has almost the same limud in source six. No, so it says Mechel Chemesh Bakamos. So then you have, it means that everything's at night. So it says Miyoma Viachem. So again, you can look in the Rashi's in seven, puts everything together, and the Gemara there concludes as well. Haketzad, look at the last line in six, and that Gemara Menachos Samach Vav Aleph. Haketzad Kitzira Usira Balayla Vavo Bayom. The cutting of the Omer was done at night. It was after the Yontif ended, that night they cut the barley crop. And that's when the mitzvah Sirus HaOmer also is counting is at night. And the bringing of the carbon is during the day. Okay, now again, Rashi figures out how we figure out all these psukim. So, at this point, it would appear that the mitzvah Sirus HaOmer is a nighttime mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that applies during the night. We have daytime mitzvahs. We have nighttime mitzvahs. So, actually, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah in Source 8 in Daf Chaf Mud Beis, which lists off many of the daytime mitzvahs, many of the nighttime mitzvahs, both. And the Mishnah says, for example, in Source 8, Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. On Purim, that's why it's in Maseches Megillah, you can read the Megillah anytime during the day. And Ukriyas HaHalel, those days you have to say Halel anytime during the day. Tkiyas Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, you can blow the shofar anytime during the day. The Tfilas Lulav on Sukkot, Tfilas HaMusaf, Daf Musaf, and other carbon musaf. All those things are kosher. Anytime during the day. That's what Rashi fills in Source 9 in Megillah Chaf Mud Beis. Kol Hayom Kosher. Afal Gav the Kaimel and Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvahs. We've talked many times with the Zrizin Makdim LeMitzvahs. It's proper always to do a mitzvah at the earliest available opportunity. So that's our practice, right? We take the lulav in the morning as part of Shacharis, and we blow shofar on Hashanah right after Leini in the morning. And so on. We do all the Hallel, we say also, it's part of Shacharis. Mm-hmm. Okay, Megillah, all these things we do, and it's learned out from Avraham Avinu, but, right, he got up early in the morning by the Akedah, so or Davin, different sources, but a couple times it says, Vayashkim Avraham Aboker, Rashi, Filohochi, Kosher, Kol Hayom. Okay, but if you couldn't do it in the morning, you do it anytime during the day. Sometimes it comes up. Sometimes somebody couldn't come to Shul in Rosh Hashanah. Somebody's in a hospital, or someone's at home, couldn't come to Shul. So the rabbi, the gabbai, some of the Baal Pekir goes to the person's house when? Anytime during the day, and you're in the midst of Tekiah Shofar. Well, they read the Megillah. Sometimes a person couldn't come to shul in the morning, so they read the Megillah for them later in the day. Perfectly acceptable. Yes, Zuizim Makdim LeMitzvahs, try and do it as early as you can. And likewise, the Gemara goes on. Likewise, the Gemara says, the Mishnah rather, the same Mishnah, Megillah Chum Reis, continuing in Source 8, Kol Alayla, certain mitzvahs are nighttime mitzvahs. So those mitzvahs, Kol Alayla, Kosher L'Ketiris HaOmer. We just mentioned before that the mitzvah of cutting the Omer is at night. So it can be done anytime during the night. Also, L'Hekter Chalav Mevarim, that's burning certain limbs and fats that they have to do in the Beis HaMikdash. That can be done anytime during the night also. And it's not an exhaustive list. There are other things not mentioned in this Mishnah. I'll give you an example. Eating matzah. Okay, eating matzah on Pesach night. That's a mitzvah to Seder. Okay, so you're supposed to eat matzah when? Pesach night. So anytime during the night. Okay, some of these mitzvahs like matzah, maybe you have to do it by chatzos, different things, but basically, it's a nighttime mitzvah. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, Zeh HaKlal, Dover Shemitzvosa Bayom, Kosher Kol Hayom, Dover Shemitzvosa Balayla, Kosher Kol Hayom. Anything which is a daytime mitzvah can be done anytime during the day. Anything which is a nighttime mitzvah can be done anytime during the night. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. Now, interesting is that Sirus HaOmer is not listed in that Mishnah. At least not according to the version of the text that we have. It mentions Ketzira HaOmer as among the nighttime mitzvahs, but not Sirus HaOmer. However, I just want to point out, if you look at the next page, Source 10 and Source 11, both, the Rif on that Sugan Megillah, Vav Mud Beis, Gemara over Zion and Aleph, the Mishnah starts on Vav Mud Beis, the page Rif, over Zion and Aleph. There, the Rif quotes this Mishnah, Kol Hayom Kosher Kriya L'Kosta Megillah, L'Kosta Aleph, Kishofer, etc. And there, in the version of the Mishnah the Rif had, it says, Kol Alayla Kosher Liktor Es HaOmer Ulis Sirus HaOmer. So in the version of the Mishnah the Rif had, Sirus HaOmer is taken mentioned in this Mishnah. Same thing with the Rosh. The Rosh in Megillah, Parak Beis, Siman Zion, Source 11. Again, it says, Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kosta Megillah, L'Kosta Halal, etc. The Kol Alayla Kosher L'Sirus HaOmer Ulis Sirus HaOmer. So again, our version of the Mishnah doesn't mention Sirus HaOmer in the Mishnah, but the version of the Mishnah that the Rif had, that the Rosh had, mentioned Sirus HaOmer among those nighttime mitzvahs. And again, it doesn't really matter whether it's mentioned in the Mishnah or not. I said it's not an exhaustive list. We already saw from the Medrash and so on that the mitzvah of Siris Omer is linked to the mitzvah of Ketziris Omer. So the Ketziris Omer is at night. Siris Omer is also at night, whether it's mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah or not. Okay? Now, the Ran in Psachim, in verse number 12, the Ran on the Riff in Psachim, Chof Ches Amar Aleph. Okay, some of the Rishonim discuss Siris Omer at the very end of Maseches Psachim, because it connects to Pesach, obviously. The mitzvah begins on Cholamad Pesach, right? Well, by us, it's the second night of Yontif. But so the Ran's comments there is no Ran, there's no riff on Masechus Menachos. The Ran comments over here. So he says, "V'cheich l'mitzvah l'niyom ha'chana mitzvah min l'shuvi." That's the Dibur Masel. Ela kol she'sofar b'layla tamimos karinan be. Okay, there's another reason whether Sfiras Omer is listed in the Mishnah or not. This goes back to the Rashi here in our Sedra. Since the Torah uses the word tmimos with regard to the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, that's another reason to say that the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer has to be done at night, right? At the beginning of the halachic day. The halachic day, by Erev Ayvoker, the night is the beginning of the day. So it's got to be done at night. And indeed, the Rambam Paskins, Hilchas Tmidim Musaf and Paragzana Lecha Chav Bey, Source 13, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Sasei Lispor Sheva Shabbos Tzmimus Meom Vas Omer Shanem, etc. He quotes a Pasuk. And then he says, Umitzvah Yom Limnos Hayom Meshuos, he counts the days and the weeks, etc. And look what he says at the end, Umitchilas Hayom Monim. The mitzvah is to do the count at the beginning of the day. Ulefichach Mona Balaila. And that's why Sirius Homer is at night. Mileel Shisha Serva Nisan, starting on the night of the 16th of Nisan. And so, the Rambam also would stop right here. Tfiras Omer would be a nighttime mitzvah, and the nighttime mitzvah is done at night, and not during the day. Daytime mitzvah is done during the day, not at night. Okay? And indeed, that's what he says in the Shulchan Aruch too. Orachaim Simitov Peites, there's just one sin in the Shulchan Aruch about Tfiras Omer. It's Orachaim Simitov Peites, towards the end of Hilchas Pesach. Sif Aleph, it says, 14, Bileel Sheni Achar Tfilas Aris Maschin Lispor Omer. Then he says, "V'im shachach lispor betchilas halayla holek v'sofer kol halayla." Shulchan Aruch goes even further. Shulchan Aruch says, "Now you have to count the night. You have to really count to the beginning of the night, right? Perhaps because of the tmimus issue." Then he says, "You weren't able to count to the beginning of the night, so you can count any time during the night." That's his language. Look at the words in 14 in the Mechaber. "V'im shachach lispor betchilas halayla holek v'sofer kol halayla." So you have all night. Okay, you have all night. But again, clearly, from all of this, Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah which applies at night. The Levush, on that same Siman Tov Pei Tes Sif Aleph, explains that the Mechaber doesn't link it to Tmimus, but the Levush does. And he says, you can't miss any days. We'll come back to that point. You have to count at the beginning of the night. And he writes, Shim Yamtin Toch Halayla, if you're going to wait till later in the night, and kol shekein ad l'machros b'yom tezayin, you're going to wait till the next day, during the day, lo yu shabosos mis, won't be complete. Hilchach, he writes, mitzvah min amuvchor lispor b'tchilas halayla. The mitzvah min amuvchor, the proper mitzvah, is to begin right at nightfall, the beginning of the night. Okay? Lispor mitzvah min amuvchor is lispor b'tchilas halayla. Bim shachach lispor om b'tchilas halayla, then holek v'sofer kol halayla. Okay? And he says, just like the Ketziris Omer. He says that parallel that we drew before. Just like the Ketziris Omer. It's kosher kol halayla. Because after all, you didn't really need the barley till the next day. The carbon, there were no carbonas brought in the Beis HaMikdash at night. So the carbon Omer is brought during the day. So you didn't really need that barley to be cut until, it had to be ready for the next morning, but any time during the night. And so Levush says, just like you could cut it any time in the night, technically, but properly, you should do it at the beginning of the night. And the Yaakov Emden and many others, we'll see some of the classic commentaries. Look in 16, the Yaakov Emden in his commentary on the tour entitled Moruk Tzir, that same Simon Tov Peitas, he says, that this man Sirik, he says it's not right to delay. You should do it and be like Dima Kol Afshar. You try and do it as early in the evening as possible, as the Torah said, Betchilas Halayla. Okay, and he says there are a few reasons. First of all, there's a general reason, right? He says Shihui Mitzvah Lo Mashina. You don't delay Mitzvah if you can do it at the earliest available opportunity. Ein Machmis says a Mitzvah. Okay, so therefore you should do it at the beginning because the reason Makdim Le Mitzvah, just like in the morning when you have a daytime Mitzvah, you should do it at the beginning of the day. In the morning, so too Chein Adin the Mitzvah. So to the nighttime mitzvahs, you should do it at the beginning of the night to the extent that you can. All right? And then besides that, he says, you have the other reason, as we mentioned before, because of Tam Nosov Miuchad Ba Mishum Dubin and Tmimus. There's two reasons why you should count, says the Yaakov Emden, at the beginning of the night. One, you should always do a mitzvah the earliest available opportunity. So just like we do the daytime mitzvahs, if we can, early in the day, at the beginning of the day, so too we should do the nighttime mitzvahs at the beginning of the night. Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Balatanya, Siman Tov Pei Tes Gimel, Gimel, writes in 17, Kol Alayla Kosher L'Sirus Omer. Really, you can do the mitzvah L'Sirus Omer anytime during the night, but therefore, Shim Shachav Lo Sofa B'Tchilas Alayla. If you didn't count right away at nightfall, and you mention Niska Kodem Sheol Amur HaShachar, and you realize, woke up in the middle of the night or something like that. You know, maybe it's happened to me also. You know, you woke up in the middle of the night and maybe, I forgot to do this. I remember one year when I was in Rav Soloveitchik's shiur, I think, I'm pretty sure that was when I heard the story, I was in the shiur. He said that, you know, he was already a little bit not well and he had to go to bed early. Anyway, he said he had a dream that he was, he fell asleep and he had a dream that he was giving a shiur on the Yonai Sirius Omer. And he woke him up and it reminded him he hadn't counted Sirius Omer that night. Okay, but anyway, so if you wake up in the middle of the night, before daybreak, you can go ahead and count. Aval chatchila mitzvah menavuchah lisbor tchilas alayla miyarach tchilas harvitz right at the end of Ma'ariv. You daven Ma'ariv, and that's what we do at the end of Ma'ariv. There's even discussion: should you do it before Aleinu, after Aleinu? Okay, the different menhagim about that. The Chayyot also chalkuf lamad alasivays mitzvah tchilas alayla uzman akol alayla. See how he formulates it? The mitzvah is at the beginning of the night. The zman you have any time during the night. The chidah. In the Sefer Morah Be'etzba, source 19, the next page, summons Simon Zion. The Chidah, Os Resh Tez Zion, writes, Yishtado Ma'od. He says, first of all, you should be very careful with the mitzvah Sirius Omer. Kisodo Seha Ramim V'nisoim. The secrets, the mystical secrets of this mitzvah are very high and very whatever. Okay, that's Opi Kabbalah. Not my area, but he said, but he writes, Yishtado Lisbola Fachos Karv L'chatzi Shomei Alayla. He says, you should at least count within the first half hour of the night.
Can I ask a question, Rabbi? Rabbi,
yeah,
can I ask a question?
Yeah, yeah.
Presumably, let's just say hypothetically, someone can't daven Marv, they can't get to it. So I'm saying all these shitas are trying to say, like, maybe if, even if you're not davening Marv, you should count the
matter. Absolutely, yeah.
It's attached for Marv. It's attached.
Yes, we daven Marv first because the rule of Tadir Vishenu Tadir, right?
You know, if you can, Marv. Let's say you're not going to daven Marv. Should you get the sphere in?
So. I would say so. Yes, that's what it looks
right.
like. So okay. and the Chidor says at least in the first half hour that a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also in some Kufchav Sif Aleph, right? He says the mitzvah is to count Techa B'tchilas Alayla. B'diavad, he says, that's how he phrases it. It's not even L'chatchil anymore. B'diavad is not a Kol Alayla. That's how he says it. The Mishnah Berurah in this same Siman Tov Pei Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says the cotton base Achar Tfilas Arvis. He says V'kodem Aleinu. That's why what you said, Yeruchim. You know, Aleinu is not really an integral part of Ma'ariv. So therefore, once you said the Shemoneh Esrei, maybe right. You should have a Ma'ariv. You should say the Sira right away. We do it before Aleinu. Many shuls do
right.
it. Other
right.
shuls do it after Aleinu. You know, the different men argue about that. But you should try and do it earlier. That's what he says. Absolutely. And you're saying you can't have a Ma'ariv. I think so.
I'm saying there's a lot of cases. You're working. You're whatever you can. You can. Yes. You're, let's say you know you're going to daven at 12:30 at night. And,
right. But Sirius Omer takes 10 seconds, so you can do it. Yeah, I would think
right,
so.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The weight is a lot heavier on that, yeah, for
right,
sure.
I think so. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, they've caught in Dalet, 21, he said, D'chol shalo over alayla nofek adayim mechal akos of tmimos din. He says, listen, tmimos doesn't mean you have to do it the first second. It's the first unit of time of the 24-hour day. So Mishnah Berurah says, listen, if you didn't count at the beginning of the night, you can still count any time during the night because it doesn't take away from the tmimos. Okay. Now, based upon all of this, it would seem pretty clear that Sirius Omer, no one has spoken so far about counting during the day. That's for sure no good, right? It's a nighttime mitzvah. You have to count during the night, preferably at the beginning of the night. If not, you know, preferably if not, that's at least like the Chidor says, the first half hour of the night. If not, some any time during the night. Okay. Now, what would that? But there is a Mishnah. Later in Menachos, in that same chapter, Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, source 22, which says the following. We said, yeah, Ktzira Sa'omer was done at night. They cut the barley crop at night. But guess what? The Mishnah says in 22, Mitzvaso Liktzor Balala. That's true. You're supposed to cut at night. But Niktzor Bayom Kosher. But if, let's say for whatever reason they didn't cut at night, you can cut it during the day. Okay, Liktzor Balala is supposed to be during the night, as we said, but when you cut, what happened? You couldn't do a night kosher, but Niktzor Bayom was kosher. Oh, so now wait a minute. The reason why we're insisting that the Mitzvah Sirius Omer is at night is because it's connected to the Ktzirus HaOmer, right? It's connected to the Ktzirus HaOmer, the cutting of the Omer. So the cutting of the Omer, even though it's supposed to be at night, but you could still kosher do it during the day. So now we're entitled to ask, well, is that true about Sirius HaOmer too? And it's, okay, we all agree you're supposed to do Sirius HaOmer at night. But can you do it during the day? And I mean, with a brocha. After all, okay, I didn't do it at night. So Ktzira Salmer can be done during the day, b'diavad, based on that Mishnah. So what about Sira Salmer? So in fact, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, which is an early work, written with a little unclear who wrote it, we simply refer to the author of the Halachas Gedolos as the Baal Halachas Gedolos, or the Bahag for short, okay? Baal Halachas Gedolos means the author of the Halachas Gedolos, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, and it's a work from the time of the Gaon. There's no question exactly who wrote it, but anyway, in the Siman Yud Beis, Hilchas Atzeres, he mentions, he talks about the Mitzvah Sefer Omer, has to be at night, but we'll look at the last line of 24. Says the Bahag, listen, if you weren't able to count at night, so you count the next day, presumably with a bracha. He doesn't say without a bracha. In other words, we all agree, the Bahag agrees too. You're supposed to count Siris Omer at night. But if you didn't, so you count it during the day. It's still the 23rd day or whatever day it is. Right? During the day, it's still the 23rd day. All right, you don't have Tmimos and so on. But just like we said that the Siris Omer, Bidiyevit, can be done during the day, so too can the Siris Omer. You look at Tosos HaRosh in Megillah Chofmud Beis, and we said before that the Rosh included in his version of the Mishnah in Megillah, Siris Omer was included as a nighttime mitzvah. He prints the Mishnah through. Kala Lila Koshal Siris Omer Ula Siris Omer. That's the text he had, and he says we compare. He spells it out. The Hacha Paskinon the Medame Siris Omer Siris Omer. You see that there's a link. There's a comparison between Siris Omer and Siris Omer. So. And he says we have to stand, we make the bracha, different parallels. But one of the things we learn also is Nikta Bayom Eno Kosha Brichas Om Alayla. He says if you hold that the Ksira had to be done during the night, then the Siris Om would have to be done at night too, and you can't do it during the day. But in the second paragraph, he quotes from one of the Gaonim who said that at least on the first night, you have to count at the beginning of the night because there you need Tmimus. You at least need Tmimus to cut it off. Just like we have Tmimus at the end, you know, people will remember. Okay, even people nowadays, this time of year, okay, Yontif Shabbos starts at 8 o'clock, whatever, it's late. So many people have a 7 o'clock, they daven early, right? But on Shavuos night, the first night of Shavuos, everybody waits. Remember that, right? All the shuls don't have an early minyan on the first night of Shavuos. Everyone waits because of Tmimus, because you want to end, you have a full Tmimus. So you have to have the Tmimus at the beginning. That's why Yodai going also. But others disagree, and the Tosa Rosh says that first of all, each night is independent. We'll come back to that point too. And he said, "Elahachi ilchusim lo birch adam balayla money lemochar below bracha." He quotes the Bahag who said, "But he understands it to mean yeah, you can count it during the day without a bracha." We'll come back to that. That's the Rosh, but not everyone agrees. The Meiri there in Megillah Chafmud Beis, Divamaskel Kol Alayla, he says some people understand that since the daytime mitzvah is during the day, the nighttime mitzvah is during the night. So he says, Yesh mochichin mikan shim shochav lo sobal laila ain't a sofer bayom. There are indeed some who hold, we're going to see some who hold, and that's the simple reading of the first group of sources that we learn. If you didn't count it at night, then you don't count it during the day. That's all. We don't say, for example, let's go back to Pesach. Okay, let's say a person, whatever reason, at the Seder couldn't eat matzah. Didn't eat matzah the night of the Seder. He was sick, he was in bed, whatever it was. Okay, we don't say, well, okay, so have a piece of matzah during the day. I mean, he can have it if he wants, but there's no kiyum mitzvah. Right? We don't say that there's a makeup that if you didn't eat matzah the night of the Pesach, you know, if I didn't hear shofar or shoshana, so I'll hear shofar the next day. No, that's when the mitzvah, or I'll hear shofar at night. No, it's a mitzvah has to be done at a specific time. If you didn't do it, and if it wasn't your fault, so you're not punished, okay, the mitzvah's over. Okay, so we don't say that someone who didn't eat matzah at the Seder has to make sure to have a kazayis matzah or whatever number of kazayis matzah during the day of Pesach by lunch. No, doesn't have to. Okay, it's a mitzvah night, so it's over. So the Meiri says, some people say, and we'll see, some people say the same thing about Siris Omer. That's what it looked like from those early sources. It's a nighttime mitzvah. If the night is passed, mitzvah's over. Yesh omrim, shesofer enem avarech. Some, like we just saw the Tos HaRosh, said, no, you can count during the day without a bracha. Ikar, but in my opinion, is the main shita, the primary shita is, shesofer af mebracha. No, you can count during the day with a bracha. Of course, he agrees. We call makom ikar mitzvah balayla. We all agree that the primary, the proper time for the mitzvah is at night, but the Meiri said, you didn't do it at night, so do it at day with a bracha. You don't have tmimus, okay? You only have tmimus to do it at night, but lamaisa, if you couldn't, we all, again, Meiri's not arguing with the proper time to do Siris Omer at night, to the beginning of the night, because of tmimus. But if you didn't, he says again, bro, Iker, on the second line of 27, shesofer af bebracha. No, even with a bracha during the day, why not? Why should you not be able to make a bracha? And it looks like, and I can't prove 100%, but look in the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Zayin al Chachov Gimel, 28, says, shachach v'lo mona balayla, mona bayom. And he doesn't say, oh, but without a bracha. So presumably means with a bracha. Right, that's certainly how the Magid, the Kesef Mishnah understood it. Look at the Kesef Mishnah on 29. In Hilchos Minim Sofim, for example, Chachov Gimel, Shachov Alom, Mono Belayla, Mono Belayla, Kain Kosa Bahag. The Kesef Mishnah lines the Rambam up with the Bahag. And presumably means with a Brocha. If you missed it during the night, then don't do it during the day with a Brocha. Okay? Now, the Beis Halevi, others aren't so sure. The Beis Halevi has a tshuva relates to this in Chelakala, Simon Laman Ches. He says, Tosus and Menachas give a very good reason why you shouldn't count in the day with a bracha, namely because of Tmimos, which we already saw in Mashi and in the Sedra. Okay? The Tamza Efshalomer Gamla Harambam. He argues that maybe the Rambam agrees with that. And the Rambam, when he says count during the day, he means without a bracha. Okay, maybe. We can't prove definitively one way or the other from the Rambam. But what's he referring to? What Tosus is he referring to? He refers to Tosus in Menachos. The Tosus in Menachos doesn't exactly say that. Look in Tosus 31. Samech Vav Menachos in Menachos. Tazir Masl Zechel HaMikdashu. V'nir L'Rabbeinu Tam. Because one second. The Bahag would seem to be right. And the way we're learning seems to be right. After all, if we're learning that Tzviras Omer is connected to Tzviras Omer, so just like Tzviras Omer can be done during the day, that's a Mishnah. Okay, that was the Mishnah that we had. What number of source was it? I don't have the source in front of me, but the Mishnah said, number 22, right? The Mishnah says, Mitzvaso Liktzar Belayla Niktzar Bayom Kosher, right? The Mishnah said that. So therefore, if Tzviras HaOmer is paralleled or patterned if the Tzviras HaOmer, so during the day, is just like you can cut it during the day, you can count the Tzviras HaOmer during the day as well. You can count the Tzviras HaOmer during the day as well. Why not? And presumably with a bracha. However, Rabbeinu Tam said, with Nir Rabbeinu Tam, no. Ikar Edav Stom Edamas Nisan. One second. Yeah, it's true, there is a Mishnah like that, but who says we paskin like that? What do you mean, who says we paskin like that? There's no argument in the Mishnah. No, there actually is an argument. Because there's another Mishnah, the Mishnah Megillah that we started with, right? The Mishnah Megillah on Chof Mabez, that Mishnah we printed in source number 8, the Mishnah says, Kol Alayla Kosher, and so on and so forth, and the Gemara learns the nighttime mitzvahs are to be done at night and the daytime mitzvahs during the day. And look at the last words of 31, right? Laila Dumyla Yom, Ma Diyom B'Laila Lo, after Laila B'Yom Lo. We don't have Dilith Lulav at night. We don't have Tkiyah Shofar at night. Okay, we don't have Musaf at night. All those things listed as daytime mitzvahs, we don't do at night. So when the Tam says, the Mishnah is telling us, the nighttime things we don't do during the day either. So if Tzviras HaOmer is at night, you can't do it during the day. That's also a Mishnah. So it's a question that the Gemara Menachos of Ayin Beis on Aleph debates. And look at 32. Niktzar Bayom Kosher. That's what it said in that Mishnah. Okay? That Mishnah we had in 22 said, Niktzar Bayom Kosher. Where it says, what do you mean? V'atanan kol alayla kosher l'ktzivus omer l'ktzivus chalom l'avarm zeh klal dovash mitzvus kol ayom kosher kol ayom dovash mitzvus alayla kosher kol ayom ksoni layla dumi diyom. Exactly what Tom quoted in 31. Ma diyom b'layla lo avta layla b'yom lo. So we have a contradiction. Because Takif from the Mishnah in Maseches Menachos, Niktzar Bayom Kosher, sounds like even though it's a nighttime mitzvah, you can do it during the day. On the other hand, from the Mishnah Megillah, it sounds like if it's a nighttime mitzvah, you cannot do it during the day. And that'll apply to Tzviras HaOmer too. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba lo kasha, har Rebbe, har Rebbe, har Rebbe, har Rebbe, Takif machlokas. Okay, it's a machlokas. So now the question is, which way is correct? So the Bahag chose to prefer that we paskin like the Mishnah in Menachos, which says Niktzar Bayom, b'di'evad, if you cut it during the day, it's kosher. So too, Tzviras HaOmer is kosher during the day, even with a bracha. And Rabbeinu Tam prefers the Mishnah Megillah and says, no, if it's a nighttime mitzvah, you got to do it during the night. And you can't during the day. It's a machlokas somewhere. I'm in a machlokas, out of paskin. Okay? That's what emerges from that sugya. And Rabbeinu Tam elsewhere, we'll move down to 39. I have printed the Rashi's there on Ayin Beis Menachos. You can check it out. But if you look if you look in the Sefer HaYashar, Rabbeinu Tam, it's a different work. It's Chidushim Simen Tov Yud. Okay, he writes Echad Olberch Tzviras HaOmer Urta Mavarach LaMachar Halachas Gedolos. He quotes that Bahag who says that if you didn't count during the day, you can count during the night. You can count during the day, and he says Velesa, it's not true. Rabbeinu Tam is not true. Based on that Mishnah in Megillah. And the Mishnah in Megillah says that whatever is at night has to be done during the night. So Tzviras HaOmer is a nighttime mitzvah, you have to do during the night, not during the day. And further, in a third place, Rabbeinu Tam says this, and that's probably what the Beis Halevi is referring to in 35, Tosfos and Megillah, Chof Mud Beis, Dibur Masel Kol HaLaila, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Shem Shochach, Levarach B'Laila, Lo Yevarach B'Yom. If you did not count at night, you cannot count during the day. It's over. You missed it. Okay, that's it. Based on this Stam and this Mishnah. Okay, and he quotes that whole Gemara and so on. He mentions in another shita, but that's the position of Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam is not. And again, he mentions the Tmimas thing. All that proves you have to count at night. He is far from a Das Yochid in this. Many other Rishonim agree with Rabbeinu Tam. So the run on the Rif from Psachim Chav Ches and Aleph, Demasu B'Chihecha 36, which I printed there in 36, he quotes that Yehudai Gaon, who says the first night is different and so on. But then he quotes, and Rav Haigon says maybe not. The Gaonim talk about it. Okay. In the third line of 36, he writes, Ulaficha hu, I mean, that's Rav Haigon, Shem lo sofer balayah sofer bayom. V'chein kosu balachas gadol shes sofer bayom. Okay. Why do they say you can count during the day? So the Rambam spells out what we said. V'nirish shes somkin ahein ala masnisin. V'sof perka b'shmo b'rachas. It's not awesome. Mitzvasa liksa b'layla. Mitzvah b'yom kosher. Presumably they base it on that Mishnah, which allows b'dievet kitziras ha'omer, cutting the barley during the day. So Mamela, the Mesiris Omer is patterned of that. That's also allowed during the day. However, here's a quote of Rabbeinu Tam. He quotes Avad Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Ri, a different one of the Balei Tosfos. Omer, it's not true. She'eino sofer b'yom. Okay, because he said it's actually a machlokas, that Gemara spells it out, it's a machlokas and a mishnayos and a machlokas had a paskin, and therefore he prefers the Mishnah and Megillah as the halachic source, namely a nighttime mitzvah has to be done during the night. He quotes that this Mishnah is brought in other places. And again, many Rishonim agree, I don't have to read all of them, inside the Chiddush HaRitva in Megillah, Chaf Aleph and Aleph 37, also quotes. He says the same thing. You have to do the mitzvah at the beginning of the night and so on. And he says, the quotes of Enotam, the Tofas al Bahag, he disagrees with that Bahag. So he also holds clearly that the Mishnah, we follow the Mishnah Megillah, okay, based on Atsugi Menachos, which said that it was a machlokes, and he spells out, we paskim like the Mishnah in Megillah, that it's a nighttime mitzvah, that Nikzar Bayom, you could not cut it during the day. He said, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, and that's what Bechein Kosu, Rabosai, my other Rebbeim, all held that way. The Shibole Haleket, in Simon Reish Lamedalid, 38, quotes all quotes the Bahag again, and he says, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and again, he spells out all the Sugis. You can look, all the Rishonim are talking about this, and he concludes, if you look at the end of the Shmuel Eka 38, last line, Shema Mina, Lekula Alma Dimlo Safar Balayla Lo Yispar Bayom. And that would seem really to be the majority. All of these were shown him. The Rabbi Natam and the Ri and the Ran and the Ritva and the Shmuel Eka, they all seem to be disagreeing with this position of the Bahag. And the Avudraham and Tzilos Pesach quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, also, cause of Lo Mana Balayla Lo Yispar Bayom, based on the Mishnah Megillah, okay? Now he does say there's someone else on the Bahag side. He quotes the Bala Iter. Because of Bala Iter, he lo mana balayla mana bi yamama. Okay, so Avudraham at least says that the Bahag is not left out on his own, or just he and Rabbi Haigon. The Bala Iter agrees with him. But again, he quotes Rabbi Chananel, agrees the other way. The Marami Rutenberg in the Chuvah Fus Proxim and Shin Beis 40 says Behecha Sheshochach Velo Ber Velo Sofer Balayla Pasak Bahag Shesofer Bayom. Okay. We don't paskin like that Mishnah in Maseches Menachos, and therefore you cannot count during the day if you missed it during the night. And that seems to be the majority opinion. The Rav Yoh goes so far as to say in 41, Chelik Beis, Maseches Psochem is in a tough kuf chavav, but nearly the Vadai, Kishachach, Velo Berch, Belayla, Lo Yivarch, Beyom, Mishum Brochel of Atollah. He said, if you count during the day, it's a bracha l'atala. Aval yimne l'macha below bracha. You can count without a bracha. You have nothing to lose. Okay, there's no harm done. Let's say today's the 23rd of the Omer. He's saying today's the 23rd, which is 2 weeks, or 3 weeks and 2 days, whatever. There's nothing wrong with doing it during the day. But now with a bracha, it's a bracha l'atala. The mitzvah is not applicable at that point. Okay? Now later on, he says, I'm not sure, maybe she even make a bracha when I come back to Rav Yoh. But that's what he says. The rush. Now, the question is there any value to saying it? I just said the Rav Yoh said, you want to count during the day, go ahead. And there's certainly no iser. The question is there any value to counting during the day? So lechora, according to many authorities, other, you know, Tam and then the Ri and the Ritva and all these Rishonim, no, there's no value to count during the day. I mean, I can't stop you, but you know, it's a nighttime mitzvah. You know, Pesach, you didn't eat matzah at night, so you want to have a piece of matzah during the day, make you feel better, good, but it's no mitzvah. So it would appear at this moment that, you know, those who hold that it's a nighttime mitzvah would say, you want to count in a day, you certainly can. Not with a bracha, that's for sure, there's no mitzvah, but is there anything, any plus side? So the Rosh in Pesach in Perek Yud Siman Mem Aleph in 42, again, he quotes the Bahag, we're not going to read the whole thing again, but he says at the end, there is a reason. He mentions Hilchach im Shachach v'lo Sofer b'layla Yispor b'yom v'lo Bracha. He says you should. It doesn't exactly spell out everything why. We'll see why in a second. But it's not just that it's okay to count. You should do it. Not with a bracha. But now suddenly we're seeing there is some standing, okay, entitled the Shir, Sfiras HaOmer during the day. So up until this point, we said, if you don't follow the Bahag says, is it Sfiras HaOmer during the day? Absolutely. If you didn't count tonight, count during the day with a bracha. I don't care if the, you remember 10 minutes before Shkia, okay, 10 minutes before the end of the day, you remember you didn't count during the day? Good, count with a bracha, no problem, would be my guess. But that's the Bahag or Hagon, maybe, you know, so someone agrees with him. You know, the Abu Dram quoted the, she did agree with him. Okay, but that certainly what we saw. Basically, we saw that was certainly the minority opinion. But according to the other Rishonim, it would appear that Taka there's some benefit to it. That's what the Rosh writes. Hilchokim shocha v'lo sofa v'al yispor. You should do it. The Ran also, the Ran and Megillah, Zainab and Aleph. Right, Rabbeinu Tam held quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Mikan Samach Rabbeinu Tam Zal Shim Lo Sofer Balayla Eino Sofer Bayom. You can't count during the day, but there is something to be gained at the end. He writes, Tov Shim Lo Sofer Balayla Shispor Bayom Below Bracha. The Rabbeinu writes, a good thing. Why is it a good thing? So this brings us to another thing. The Bahag elsewhere, the same author, same Balalach Hazdos, the same Chazdos goes in a different paragraph on Simon Ayin Aleph. Before we read what he said in Simon Yud Beis. Okay, and Simon Ayin Aleph, the Bahag says something else. He was the one who introduces, because after all, one second, you know, the argument of Tmimos is a pretty good argument. That's what we started with. That was the Rashi here in Parshas Emor, right? It's a pretty good argument, Tmimos, right? You should have, it should be a full day, preferably the beginning of the day, like the Chiddush said, the first half hour of the day. So according to the Bahag, what happened to Tmimos? So you look over here in Simon Ayin Aleph, he learns Tmimos differently. He says, the Be'ina, look in the second line, Sheva Shabbos, Tmimos Velelos. Okay? He says, you know what? If you missed a day, then now you're out. Right? That's what we say to you, you're out. You can't continue to count because you're not going to have Tmimos. Okay? Now, he says, that's what Rabbi Yehudai Gaon was driving at, okay, perhaps, that the first night, if you miss the Tmimos, you're out. But he says the implication is, you can make it up during the day. But what if you didn't? The implication of the Bahag, as many Rishonim understand, is that he's the one who says, if you miss a day, you're out. All the Rishonim we saw so far, Rabbeinu Tam, the Reed, the Ritva, all those Rishonim say that you have to count during the night. And you can't make it up during the day. But none of them said that if you miss it, you're out. And indeed, many Rishon were of the opinion, as we'll see in a moment, that if you miss a night, so you missed a night. Okay, so tonight I'll count. Right? I missed last night. I missed it. Okay. I even missed the whole 24-hour unit. One thing's got nothing to do with the other. Each night is its own mitzvah. All right. Each night we say a bracha. Okay? It's its own independent mitzvah each night. So therefore, if I missed last night, I missed 10 nights. I can nothing to do with whatever night tonight is. Okay? I don't want to say in case I didn't count, but whatever night tonight is, it's like moment. So I'm going to count that I missed a few nights during the past few weeks. Okay? So I shouldn't have missed. It's not right, but it doesn't impact. Right? We don't say that if I didn't eat in the sukkah, the first night of sukkah, now it's out. I don't have to eat in the sukkah anymore. No. Each time is a new mitzvah. Right, I didn't put on tefillin today. I'm not going to put on tefillin tomorrow either. No, they're independent. One has nothing to do with the other. So that's what most Rishonim hold. The Bahag comes along and says, you miss a night and the day after, you're out. So actually the Bahag has a Kula and a Chumrah. The Kula of the Bahag is what? That if I missed it at night, I can make it up during the day with a bracha. That's a Kula. But if I miss a whole 24-hour unit, I'm out. That's a Chumrah. And the other Rishonim hold the exact opposite. The other Rishonim hold no. If you miss that Chumrah, if you miss it during the night, you can't count during the day. You're out. Okay, for that day, you missed it. But the cool is, it's got nothing to do with the next day. So look at the words very quickly in Tosfos 45. Tosfos Megillah Chof Mebeis Yom Asal Kol Alayla. Bahag Kosav Keicha the Insil V'Lavach V'Layla Yimna Nocha V'Lo Bracha. Avalim Shochach Layla V'Yom Lo Yimna Od B'Bracha. That's the Bahag. If you forget night and day, then you're out totally. And he says, the Rabbeinu Tam says, the Lekka. It's not true. Not true. That can't be. Same thing in Menachos, quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tema Gedolahu. That's an astonishing psak. The Lo Yitachen can't be. And the Rosh, Right. So, hey, Nira Lari, the whole line of the Lila mitzvah de'atzmei. Each line its own mitzvah. What's the Baha'i talking about? And the round and the riff. Also, quote, Tosus Cholkula, right? The Maskei Hecha, the round and the riff from Sachem Chav Chesman Allah. And the Maram Rutenberg and that true, it's Wutz Prague, Simon Shin Bays, Old Pasuk Bahagim, Pasuk Bayom Echad, Shalos Sofer, Shuv Eno Sofer, the Minit Timimos, the Tame Godel, Hilo Yitachin. No, you're out. It's impossible that could be correct. So, all these Rishonim disagree. Now, the Or Zeruah writes in Simon Shin Choftes in 50, the tzorech lizoer shalo yedale gafilo yom echad. Okay, you should be careful not to skip a day so you'll have tumor. So he brings that sheet and agrees with it. Okay, but most of the others disagree. So now we can understand something. This is what the Tor points out in Simon Tov Peites, and we'll see the Shulchan Aruch kind of hints at that as well. If I didn't count at night, okay, let's say I forgot to count at night. Okay, now it's the daytime. So according to many Rishonim, the mitzvah is done. Now comes the next night. Can I continue to count? According to most Rishonim, like the Reed just said, yeah, because each night is independent. Yeah, but we have the Bahag, who said that if you miss a day, miss a 24-hour unit, you're out. So now the Bahag bails us out, and he says, yeah, but if you remember during the day, you should count during the day, because that keeps you in. It keeps you in the game. You follow? So that's why these Rishonim suggest, you know what, it's not a bad idea. You didn't, even though Rishonim will hold that really it's a nighttime mitzvah, but if you count during the day, you know what, at least according to the Bahag, for us, you don't need to count during the day, because for us it's a nighttime mitzvah, and that's not going to impact what happens the next night. But if you want to be choshesh of the Bahag, then you can take the Bahag's kula. You're covered. Your bases are covered. Because you count during the day, you have the Bahag. That's a Shulchan Aruch rules in 52. Shocha, Simon Tov Pei Tes Siv Zayin. Shocha v'lo berach kol alayla, yispar bayom, b'lo brocha. You should count. Not that you can. You should. Not with a brocha. Okay? And the Magen Avraham there says you need tmimos. And the regarding that the Magen Avraham Sukkot New Gimel, the Prima Gadol Neishan Avraham Sukkot New Gimel says, because it's a machlokas. So this guy, you know, it's a machlokas where you can count during the day. Machlokas, the Bahag, and some on one side, but a time on the other, machlokas, the Sofik brochas. So in machlokas, you'll count without a brocha. Okay? It says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Gimel 55. Yispor bayom, yeah, kedas harbe poskim, those who pass like the Bahag and others, divid yevid siris yom ola sira. Count during the day, because according to some, it counts. But not with a brocha. Because it says in Sukkot Lamadal, the Yesh Lochos without supposing the Ains Manser El Balila. Okay, and during the day it's worthless. So therefore, you cover your bases, count without a bracha. Now, the Chumas Hadeshin in Simon Lamed Zayin in 56 adds and spells out this point. Because now, by counting during the day, your bases are covered. Because the one who's worried about missing a whole day and that knocks you out for the next night, that's the Bahag. Right, they were worried about the Shita of the Bahag. So the Chumash Hadeshin writes, he's talking about what if someone's not sure whether he counted or not. It's even then. But look at the second line of the Tshuva. V'hochi nagina filo b'vadai shochach b'layla lispor v'sofer b'yom b'librocha sofer shuv b'brocha. You're back in. If you miss a night and you count without the brocha, okay, the Bahag says you should count with the brocha during the day. That far we don't go, but if you count with the brocha, you're back in. So for shuv b'brocha, because you had the tmimos, you kept the count, you stayed in the game. And the Levush really punches it out clearly in Simon Tov Peites Sivches. He says, they're only worried about that shita and so on, so that's what keeps you in. And the Mamma Mordechai printed in Simchat and Test 58 says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this exactly, but he means it. It's what the Shulchan Aruch means as well. He says, Divrei Moranzal in 58, in some tough pay test, the Marmor Mordechai said, Quentin Tess, Mashma Bar, the Mikan Velech Sof Bishar Leilas Babrocha. The Shulchan Aruch never mentions that if you stayed in by counting during the day, you can now resume counting with a Bracha. He doesn't exactly say it. But the Marmor Mordechai Levush does exactly say it. The Shulchan Hadeshin says it, and the Marmor Mordechai is convinced that's what the Mechaber means also. And that's why the Mechaber says in the next Siv Ches, in 59, Im shochach levorach becher mayomim ben yorish mishar mayomim sofer b'shar yomim below brocha. He says if you forgot an entire day, then you don't count with a brocha. But if you're in doubt and so on, you can count still with a brocha because you're in doubt, you're still in. And again, the implication of what Imam Mordechai understood is that the same is true if you brought yourself back in. That's how the Berhetev also understands in Kotten Chof in 60, he says, Im shochach b'layla v'sofer b'yom, yesh lispor b'yom ha'boim b'brocha. He quotes the Levush. Again, the Mechaber doesn't exactly say it, but the Mechay know again, that's the minig, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzivkotten Lamed Vav, All right, it says if you miss a full day, okay, so many hold anyway that the one day is not makir the other. The one day is not undo the other. But again, if you miss it, you should count without a bracha. If you miss a full day, because maybe you don't have tmimos. The implication being that if you do have tmimos, if you did count during the day, you're in. So based on all of this, what Yotzmi Dvareno at this point, before we come to the last point that I wanted to bring up here, is that there is value to counting during the day if you missed it at night. According to Mahag, there's value to counting during the day because that's still the time frame of the mitzvah. That's still the time of the mitzvah. You count with a bracha. According to others, maybe the mitzvah is over, but it's a good idea to do it because that keeps you in, even according to the Bahag. But there's an interesting question now, just a Chakira, which is the last, last 50 minutes of Shira, so just to raise an interesting question. What is the nature of that daytime counting? What's the nature? Is that a makeup, like Tashlumen? It's a makeup. Really, it's a nighttime mitzvah, like we explained. You can make it up during the day. Or no, do we fundamentally assume that during the day, it's part of the mitzvah. It's an ikar part of the mitzvah. It's not a makeup. So this question is in that Rav Yo, which the Mordechai, we saw before the Rav Yo, the Mordechai quotes it in Megillah, the second parakah, Karol HaFreya, Remez Tuf Tuf Gimel. Right? He quotes, Kalala, he quotes, look at the third line. Ukvar Shalul Rabbeinu Yaakov Bar Yochar. Mishalo Berach Balayla. He was asked, someone who didn't count at night. Ma'o Shorav, what about during the day? The Heshiv, his language is Schar Sfira Yavinale, Schar Sfira Bizmana Lo Yavinale. You get the mitzvah of Sira, but not Sira Bizmana. You have a parallel by davening. You daven after the Zman, you get the Tfilah, Zman, Tfilah, Schar Tfilah, you get not Tfilah Bizmana. So he borrows that and uses the same thing here. But he says, I'm not sure. We're not really sure what did Rabbeinu Yaakov or Yaakov mean. Did he mean you can count during the day? Yeah, okay, I don't get the mitzvah of doing the proper time, but I still get the mitzvah. I can do it with a bracha. We're not with a bracha. And the Rav Yoh said, he quotes that Rav Yoh. And he said, I think, I don't want to argue with all those who say you can't count with a bracha, but I would say you can count with a bracha. After all, don't we find, regards to davening, that if you miss davening, let's say I missed Maariv, what do? You make it up the next day with two shachrises, right? You miss shachris, make it up with two minchas. That's the Gemara. I'm not going to be having the we know these Gemaras. Brachas, chav, vav, and aleph, right? Iboilu, tovelo, spala, mincha, etc. Right? So you daven Maariv twice. And even Maariv, because Maariv's the next day, technically. But still, it's okay. And look at the third line, it says, Toshma, Domar of Hunabar, Yehuda, Amar Yitzhak, Amar Yochanan, Tavalo is Bala Mincha, is Bala Arvish time, Aimazeb, Shum, Dover Yom, Bat Makomano, and so on. So, and Rashi explains that it's not a problem, right? But by Karbonis, it's a problem if you miss the day, but not by davening, and so on. So that's called Tfilas Tashlumen. And that allows us to say a bracha, actually, allows us to say 19 brachas. Okay, you're making up bracha, that's okay, because it's Tashlumen.
But Rabbi Tavis, would that then matter, Shogeg and Mezid?
Oh, very good, exactly. So that's a very important point. Okay, if you view it as Tashlumen, so the Gemara says, that's only, look at the last lines of that Gemara, in that I quote in Chavav and Aleph 63, there's a difference whether you did it Bitel B'mezid, did I intentionally or not intentionally do it. Right, if you did it b'mezid, there's a pasuk koheles, parak aleph pasuk tes vav 65. Mu'uvas lo yichalisko v'chesel chalei monos. Certain things can't be made up, and that's how the Rambam paskins parak gimel v'chol tefila lo chaches kol she'ovelo zman tefila v'lispala b'mezid ein lo takana ein mashal. There's no tashlumin if we do it on purpose. But shogeg or onos or something happened, you got caught up somewhere, whatever, then you can make it up. And he spells how in lo chates ketsad tovelo lispala shachris. Okay, you pass the time to Shachis, two daven mincha twice. Now you spala mincha time. One is the makeup and one is the insane, and so on. Tovelo spala mincha atzashoka chama, you spala arvish time, etc. So, and that's in Shulchan Aruch too. Some kuf ches or chaim sin beis spells it out. Tovelo spala mincha, you spala arvish time, etc. But if you look in the second part of 67, which is on the top of the next page, I'm sorry, Siv Zion, hizid velo spala mincha, tvila achas, ein la tashlumin. So now, Joshua, you said exactly correct. That could be a nafkamina. If you hold that counting during the day is, you know, that's part of the extension of the window of the mitzvah. It's also during the day. Properly, you should count at night. If you couldn't count at night, you make it up during the day. Okay, fine. But if you did amazing, but that would imply even amazing. If you hold that that's part of the time frame, so then it doesn't matter what last night I didn't count amazing or Bashog. It doesn't matter. I'm still in. I decide, let's say I was angry at our Kodesh Baruch Hu last night, so I'm not counting. Oh my, go to bed. wake up the next day, now I want to tshuva and so on, and I realize I didn't count the Omer last night. Good, so I'm still counted today. I'm still in. But if you hold that it's a tashlum, and then maybe not. This question is cleared by the Minchas Chinuch. In our set of parshas Emor Mitzvah Shin Vav and Osvav, the Minchas Chinuch wonders, okay? We can count during the day. The question is it tashlumin or not? And he gives other nafkaminas, okay? One nafkamin he mentions is about mezid. Another nafkamina, maybe if you have a cotton who became bar mitzvah, okay, at that point, okay? Or an evich, nishtachar, a gersh, nizgar, and so on. So he has this the same suffix in other cases, or for whatever reason, you weren't able to count at night. We'll see in a second. Okay, another nafkamina. And he mentions that, when you have a tashlumin, perhaps a tashlumin, there's another nafkamina that the Minchas Chinuch says. Tashlumin only is applicable if you were obligated in the mitzvah the first time and then just didn't do it, or couldn't do it. But let's say you weren't obligated to begin with. So now there's no tashlumin. There's no need for tashlumin. There's no makeup. You're obligated. You're exempt. And that's, he quotes from Chagiga, the Mishnah Chagiga, Tesar Aleph, 69. That the mitzvah to bring a carbon when you come to the Beis HaMikdash three times a year for the Leila Regel, called the carbon Chagiga, among other carbonas. And the Mishnah says in 69, Mishnah Chagiga, Testament, Mishalo Chag, we have the Rishon, Chagiga is called regular. He's supposed to bring the carbon the first day, but he can't. He couldn't do it. He didn't do it. You can bring it all week long. Okay, that's Rashi. Mishalo Evi Chagiga, so we have Rishon Shal Chag. Supposed to do it the first day, but the Beis HaMikdash could be crowded and busy. So you come later on in the week. Okay, based on a pasuk in our sedra, Parakov Gimel pasuk Mem Aleph, Chagosem Oso Chag Lashem. That day is the Chag, but Shiva Shem, you have 7 days and so on. And the Gemara brings it, learns it out from the pasuk. You look there in 72, the Gemara in Chagigah Testament Aleph says L'Tashlumin. Now, what's in what sense it's a Tashlumin? So the Gemara says, my Tashlumin, second paragraph 72, Yochanan Tashlumin the Rishon. It's a Tashlumin for the first day, and the Nafkin will be Chiger Biyom Rishon. Somebody who is lame. Now, there's a technical rule because it's a mitzvah, aliyah leregel. Somebody who has a certain type of foot problem is potter from the bringing the korban chagigah from the mitzvah of aliyah leregel. Okay, as Rashi says, the end of 73 there on Tesvat Aleph chiger lame ain't a royally rose. Okay, for technical or blind person and so on. So now, if we view the chagigah the rest of the week as a tashlumin for the first day, well, if you weren't obligated on the first day, then there's no problem of tashlumin. Okay, there's no chiv of tashlumin. That's the Rambam Paskin. First, he says, Mishalo Hikriv, we hope to Rishon. You didn't bring your Olas Riyah, Vishalma Chagigos, all the Karbonas. Harezim Akriv, Vishayimos Haregel. Right? He learns it out from that Pasuk. He actually quotes a different Pasuk, also from our Sedra. But you're supposed to bring it on the first day, and you're not supposed to delay. It says, hey, if you do delay, it's Magun, it's a bad thing. But In 75, Parak Beis Halacha Hey, he says Mishaya Chiger Osuma, somebody who is lame or is blind. These are people who have certain deformities or ailments which exempt you from the mitzvah. So then there's Potter Min Ariyah. There's no obligation to make it up because he's Potter from the Gimel. So if we say that if the counting of the Sfiras Omer during the day is simply in the category of Tashlumin for the night. So this would also be a nafkamina. And the Minchas Chinuch elsewhere in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph talks about Kiddush. We'll get to Kiddush in a second. But another nafkamina will be, God forbid, an onain. What if a person, God forbid, a relative died? So one night, died during the Sfira period. So that night he was an onain. He wasn't obligated in the Mitzvah Sfiras Omer. Does he make it up the next day? Well, that depends. If it's Tashlumin, so he was not chayav in the mitzvah night before. If it's still part of the window of the mitzvah, then yes, so that would be enough. Give me the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, Oz Tes, in 76, discusses with regards to Kiddush. Okay? Kiddush Friday night, regular Friday night Kiddush. I printed with the Gemaras that he refers to are. He quotes all the Gemaras, but I printed the Gemaras. Right? We know it says in the Asar Sadibras, Parakof, Azokhaz, Zokhaz, Zomashabaz, Akadcho. The Gemara Psachim Daf Kuf Vav and Aleph proves that the mitzvah of Kiddush is nighttime. Lekadcho, as Rashi there says, and the Rashbam both, 79 and 80. There in Psachim Kuf Vav and Aleph Lekadcho, Mashma Mishar Shemiskara Shayom. There's no Kiddush during the mitzvah of Kiddush during the daytime. And the Gemara has a whole back and forth that we're not going to read now. We do make Kiddush during the day. That's not the real Kiddush. And think about it for a moment. The Kiddush we say during the day, what is it? Just Bar Per Goffin. Because we have a bunch of psukim we say at the beginning. But forget the psukim. It's just a Bar Per Goffin. Or if you make it a shop shakal, whatever. It's not a real Kiddush. Friday night, in addition to psukim, we say Bar Per Goffin, and we say a whole paragraph of Kiddush. Asher Kiddush Shonim is Tovrat Savannah Baruch HaTashem Mekadosh HaShamas. That's Kiddush. So now it's interesting, but during the day, the Gemara says there is a Kiddush during the day, but that's something different. So it's interesting. And again, we paskin that the, look in 81, mitzvah saseim in Atar, the Rambam says, per kof tes aloch aleph, right? The mitzvah saseim in Atar, le kaddish yom ha-shabbos, and zohar mitzvah m'kaddish, but when? The knis also at the beginning of the day, and avdol at the end of the day. Okay, but the Gemara asks in Pesachim Kuf Heyam and Aleph 82, boy min Ravino Rav Nachman Rayetzo, mi shalo kiddush b'erev Shabbos, ma'u shi kaddish v'ala cholam kulo. What? Let's say a person was sick Friday night, God forbid. So he was too ill, he went to bed, he couldn't make kiddush Friday night. Now Baruch Hashem wakes up Shabbos morning, feels much better. Should he make the Friday night kiddush? After all, he didn't make kiddush. So again, now it depends. That's what the Minchas Chinuch back in 76 was clearing in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph Oz Tez. He's saying, well, it depends. If the Kiddush during the day, he can make it up. Well, he was put, he was sick. You know, honest talk on a pacha, he doesn't have to make it up. On the other hand, if it's a full day Mitzvah, just that it's proper to do at the beginning of the day, then you're still in the game. Of course you say it during the day. And that's how he paskin. And the Gemara there, as the Minchas Chinuch elaborates, compares it to Havdalah. Compares it to Havdalah, because the Gemara says the Havdalah, if Mishalo Hivda, 82, in the second line of 82, and we'll wrap up just a moment. Mishalo Hivda Motzoi Shabbos, Mavdil Vahola Kala Shabbos Kulo. You know that. Someone didn't make Havdalah Saturday night. You can make Havdalah the whole rest of the day. In fact, all the way until, right, until Tuesday night, till Halakhic Wednesday, you can make it up. Right? That's the Rambam Paskins in 84, Parakov, that's the Rashbam says, Ad Revi B'Shabbos, right? Kufayim and Aleph Dumas on Mavdil, 83. Mavdil Vahola Kala Shabbos Kulo, Ad Revi B'Shabbos, till Wednesday. Okay? I mean, it's Tuesday night. And the Rambam Paskins that way. Okay? You can do it, the question, the whole day, all the way up until Tuesday, Rambam Paskins, until Sof Yom Shlishi. That's Parakov, that's Alach Adalit. Mechaber, it's in Reish Ayin Aleph, it's Sivches, says regarding Kiddush, if you mixed it up, Yeshul Tashlum and Lamacha Kol Hayom, okay, and you say Kiddush is not by Chulu. And regarding Havdalah, in Reish Tzadi Tez, he's a Machlokes. Some say until Mavdil Tzof Yom Gimel, and some say Yeshul Meshena Mavdil Kol Yom Rishon, just the first day and not. But the bottom line is, in all of these cases, and that's exactly what an interesting question regarding an Onain. Let's say by Havdalah, somebody's Onain, somebody Rachman Latzan, a relative dies on Shabbos, okay? And now Saturday night, he's an Onain, so he doesn't make Havdalah. Should he make Havdalah up during the day? It happened to me personally. Okay, my mother, Lashon, died. Actually, she died on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It was a Wednesday afternoon, Erev Rosh Hashanah. So Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, it was Rosh Hashanah. Now Motzei Shabbos, an Onain. Right, so that's it. Now during the day, we had the kavur the next morning. So that's the issue. So there's a discussion in the Rush, Parag Gimel Simon Bays in the Rush. Okay, and he quotes a story from the Riv, the Ri, Pam Achas Hayori Onain VeAchal BeLavdos can eat without Avdalah, and the Talmidim said you make it up, and the Machok is the Ri, and he quotes here. It says in this Rush, Harav Meir min Nuren de Nuremberg. I think it means Rav Rutenberg. Okay, so he said actually it's a machlokas. Well, he still has to make Havdalah, whether it's a tashlumen or not. And it's interesting in Hilchas Avelas. We'll finish up with this. In Yoredeis Simin Shin Mem Aleph Siv Beis, it says somebody Misha Meis Lo Meis B'Shabbes Yochom Otz Shabbos Lo Havdalah. He can eat without making Havdalah. Okay. But after the Kvura, you should daven, and as far as Havdalah is concerned, so that's a question. He talks about the makeup. He said, in Havdalah Yavdil Achashik Formes, he quotes the Rav Rutenberg. Okay, not like the Rehel. So it's a big machlokes. And again, it relates to this question of Tashlumen. And so finally, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha and Ar Simon, Tov Pei Tes, Siv Ches, quotes a Sefer in Ar Shalom regarding Sfiras Omer. Where does Sfiras Omer fit into this mix? Is it a Tashlumen during the day? If it's a tashlumen during the day, you can argue they wouldn't have to do it because he was putter at night because he was an onain. On the other hand, if you hold that the daytime is just an extended window, so then what would the fact now the kavur is over, he's not an onain anymore. So go ahead, and it should certainly count. So that's really the chakira. The question is where all these cases of tashlumen, kiddush, havdalah, and davening, and chagiga. The question is where exactly does the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer land up?
Okay, Tavis. Question. Yeah. If we say, though, that the reason you do it at night is because that's when Tmimios first is Chal.
Right.
Somebody who it becomes Chal for, their Tmimios is whenever it happens. When they're...
That's interesting. You could, that's a good svar, and you could see that. But the truth is, you could argue that Tmimios is objective. It's objective. It's an entire day. It's a unit of time. And I hear you. It could relate that. I hear it's an interesting point. Again, the Pchidah in the Birk Yosef in 91 says, Misha Ona Balaila is probably on below Brocha, Shire is probably Bibrocha, and he says that the Onan should count during the day, so it sounds like it's not Tashlumen. Just to conclude, some people do have the practice, aside from all this, they do always count during the day. There's a, I'll just finish with this. I'm sorry, go over for a second. It's source 92. There is a Sefer called Sefer Achilukim Bein B'nei Mizrach U'Marav. It's printed in the back of most editions of the Yamshul Shlomo, I think in Menachas. It's a Sefer, an old, the Yamshul Shlomo didn't write it. It's older. It's an older Sefer. The differences between the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, them in Hagen, and the Jews in Bavel. So it says, Anshei Marav, the people out in the, I'm sorry, Anshei Mizrach, the people east, that means in Bavel, Ein Sofer Na'omer Ela B'Laila. They only count through at night. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Bayom Ulaila. If I'm not mistaken, most Sfardim, certainly definitely some Sfardim, every day during the Omer, at the end of Shacharis, they count the Omer. Not with a Bracha, but they count the Omer. It's not a bad practice, because in case somebody forgot the night before, there's a reminder and he can stay in, even according to the Bahag. You know, that's not the standard Ashkenazic practice. Although I think in some schools, some yeshivas, that someone always reminds, at the end of davening, someone reminds, remember to count the Omer. But there's some Sephardi practice that actually, you know, that's kind of chazan or whatever it is, says the thing. That was an old practice apparently in Eretz Yisrael. I don't think it means they count it with a bracha. And the Minchas Yitzchak, and this will finish, Yitzchak Weiss, Chelik Vav Simon Mem Hei, Oz Beis, quotes on the Haggadah of the Satmarov. I go to Samarov, he quotes in the Mari Chesgel from his Rebbe, Mendel of Rimanov, who said he would several times a day say the Omer. He counted a night with a bracha, but he would always remind himself during that a couple times a day. He would, and he says that way he has no Hesech Hadas. That makes it tzmimus. It's a full period of time. I'm always thinking about Sirius Omer. And many people, sometimes you'll find in a tshuva written during Sirius Omer, it'll say the date, such and such a date, and then it'll say 23 or 37 or 41, Lamed Mem Beis Yud, which stands for Lemispar B'nai Yisrael. The people would always, even though they counted the Omer at night, now I'm writing a letter to somebody. But we highlight the fact that it's the Sphere. Or this Rav would always sometimes during the course of the day, Stam would just mention that it's Sirius Omer. So, technically speaking, there's no real mitzvah Sirius Omer during the day. So you know, with a bracha, we said it's primarily nighttime mitzvah, but there are occasions where either it's a makeup or it's part of an extended window. If you didn't count at night, nafkamina being some of the nafkaminas we mentioned, or there's this idea of never of tmimos, of never having a hesek hadas with Sirius Omer, constantly reminding yourself or writing in your letters. People don't write too many letters today, but one time when people used to write in addition to the date, lemispar b'nei Yisrael, by the chassidim write matmonim, which means something else, you know. But in any event, that's idea. So there is some value or some important point relating to Sefirot Omer during the day, even though it's fundamentally a nighttime mitzvah. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos, and people should stay safe and stay sane to the extent that's possible. That's what we've been saying this week, that usually we say there's such a concept called a Kumva Asay, and now we have a Zumva Asay. So I hope everyone enjoyed. Bez Hashem, we'll meet again next week.